today is kind of, come on, Raven. Come on. Come sit down. There you go. Today is kind of a show and tell kind of children's story this morning. So we have all the scouts here, and they do so many things to earn their badges, right? They can do a lot of things that you can show other people, right? So today's kind of a show and tell children's story. And we're going to start out with a question. Have you fallen down or had anything that left a scar on you?
Yes.
Anybody got a scar you can show? Not one you have to, you know, undress to find or anything.
A bruise.
Bruise, yeah. Scar, you got a scar?
I had stupidity.
Oh, my goodness. I can't see him.
Yeah, I
believe you, though.
Messenger fell in my head.
I have a scar. I took my sweater off this morning so I could show you. Can you all see that scar? I got a really big scar. Can everybody see that? Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
It's gone now. That's great. This one's not gone. This one's been there a long time. Can you see that? Scars hurt sometimes, don't they, when they occur?
Especially bruises.
Bruises hurt too. Yeah? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness sakes. That hurt, I bet, didn't it? Scars hurt, don't they? Yeah. Injury hurts. The injury hurts. The scar doesn't necessarily hurt. You're right, but when you're injured, it hurts. I assume that this one hurt a lot, but I was only 9 months old when it happened. So I've had that scar a long time. Nobody say a word.
Since the 70s.
Thank you, Greg. Yes, a long time I have had that scar. And they hurt. And I found this quote about scars, and I wanted to share it with you. Scars. Never be ashamed of a scar. Scars are proof of victory. They simply mean that you were stronger than whatever tried to hurt you. Isn't that a lovely, lovely story? But I also brought more show and tell stuff.
Yay!
Yay! I brought, these are nails. Very good, Lauren. These are nails. How about this?
Hammer.
That is a hammer.
Those things work together.
They do. What's this?
Wood.
Wood.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Uh-oh. Watch out. This could be dangerous. That's why we have scouts.
Safety glasses.
Oh, that one went in pretty good. Let's do another one.
Can I do it?
No. I'm the only one that can possibly get hurt. Whoops. I didn't do so good on that one, did I?
You have to
hold them.
You're putting it in the wrong way.
What am I doing?
You're putting it in the wrong way.
Am I putting it in the wrong way? Okay. That would probably be because you're in my...
The heart has to stand.
Oh, is that right? Well, we're not having much luck with this.
What the hell?
Lori? We're having trouble, aren't we? I should have let the scouts do this. That's probably the problem, isn't it?
It's hard wood.
It is.
That's what it is.
All right, we're just going to leave it right like that for the moment. There you go. But here's why I did that, because I've got another story. Okay, there's a story...
Are you winning with me?
I am.
What?
There is a story about a man and his son. And his son had a tendency to be angry a lot. What happens when you get angry and mad at somebody?
I hit my pillow.
You hit your pillow. What happens when you get mad?
Oh, me?
Yeah, do you get mad? Do you ever get mad?
Yeah, sometimes I take my pillow and I whack it in my face.
Whack in your face. Well, that's probably better than a nail.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happens when you get mad, Raven? You yell? Sometimes you yell? Anybody else ever get mad?
Everyone.
Cindy get mad at you,
Larry?
No.
I am.
No, Cindy never. Cindy, no, Cindy never gets mad. You get mad?
I get mad, and
sometimes
I'm
going to
fight.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
This could have started a conversation we didn't need to have this morning. Yeah. Well, in my story here, this young man got mad and he yelled a lot. And he was usually sorry for what he yelled. And after he got mad, but his father had him one day, took him out to a fence, a wooden fence, and took a hammer and some nails, and told him that every time he got mad, he had to go out to the fence and he had to put nails in the fence. Well, that was not something the young man liked to do that often, so he tended to get mad a lot less. And over time, he got mad a lot less and a lot less and a lot less till he got mad not at all. So he finally went to his father one day and he said, "I haven't been mad for a whole month. I haven't had to put any nails in the fence." And his father said, that's great. I'm so proud of you. Now, for every day you don't get mad, go take a nail out of the fence." So eventually, the young man went out, and he took the nails, and he pulled them.
That's easy.
Yeah, I know. I didn't put them in very far, did I? But he took them out. Well, that wasn't quite so hard. You're right, Lauren. It wasn't hard to take the nails out. I guess it would depend on how far you drove the nails in, wouldn't it? But he took the nails all out. And eventually, he took all the nails out of the fence. Now, he went to his father and he said, "All the nails are gone. But look at this. Do you see where I punched these holes? Do you see where I punched the holes? You see those?" So his father took him back out to the fence and he said, "All the nails are gone. You're not mad anymore. But look at my fence. There's holes in it. For every time you got mad and you yelled at somebody and you were upset and you called them bad names or whatever you did and you punched your brother, you left a scar. Those scars are not ones that we can see like the one on my arm. Those are scars that are on our heart. And they don't go away real easy, do they?"
Nope.
Nope. You not only leave them on your heart when you are mad at somebody, but you leave them on their heart too. And sometimes those scars don't heal. What is the way that we ask to have our heart healed?
Pray.
We pray. What do we pray for? Does anybody know what we pray for? What do we pray for, Raven? Forgiveness. That is exactly right. That is what we pray for. We pray for forgiveness. I have another quote. This quote says, "Forgiveness doesn't excuse their actions. Forgiveness stops their actions from destroying your heart." Isn't that a lovely quote? When we ask for forgiveness, we heal our heart. Hopefully we heal the heart of the people that we hurt too. But we heal our heart when we ask God to forgive us. Now, let me end this with one more quote. "The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. The first to forget is the happiest." Does God tell us to forgive? He does, doesn't he? God tells us to forgive, and he forgets. While we may not be able to forget somebody that hurt us because they left that scar on our heart, God forgets. He totally forgets the things that we said, the things that we did that were wrong, the hurt that we caused not only to somebody else but to ourselves. And God forgets that when we ask him for forgiveness. So let's remember that in Ephesians, it tells us that in your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. So as you go through your week, and you maybe get mad at mom or your brother Don't punch him. If you do, ask him for forgiveness. The times that you get mad, remember that God forgives. We ask people to forgive us when we've done something to hurt them, but we ask God to forgive us, and God forgets. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we will have Loud Sunday. And for those of you who don't know what Loud Sunday is, it's where the children collect change, and we use that for good in the community. So children will bring buckets around and collect any loose change that you might have. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that sometimes we are angry, sometimes we cause hurt, we cause scars that can't be seen, but we know that forgiveness is the strongest thing that we can do when we ask for forgiveness of others and we ask forgiveness of you. We thank you, that Lord, that you forgive us for everything that we do that is sinful, and we ask you to go through us this week and help us to not have those things happen that would hurt others and cause those scars. In Jesus' name we ask all things. Amen. Amen.